This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. The school year will start for Boston Public School students 1 month from today. And this afternoon, Mayor Marty Walsh announced the city's phased-in plan for how and where students will be taught this academic year during the pandemic. Walsh said classes for all students will begin remotely.
We are being responsive to all of the concerns that our families and our children have. We are making the in-school component of hybrid learning an optional step for all families.
On the opening day of class, September 21st, no students will be in the classroom, but that changes as of October 1st. WBUR's Max Larkin is on the story and joins us by Skype. Max, it sounds as if the key to this plan is to stagger the return to schoolrooms and in-person classes. How would that work?
Yeah, that's right, Lisa. Everyone starts online, as you said, and then schools would gradually start to reopen on October 1st at the earliest, key distinction there. Then only the highest need students would start to return. You could think of students with disabilities who learn best in substantially separate classrooms, kids who are in the early stages of learning English, and maybe the kids of teachers themselves. And that way you buy a little extra room in the physical building. And under this plan, never more than 50% of the total enrollment would be in classrooms on a given day during the crisis. And so that the shuffling would continue, Lisa. In mid-October, the youngest kids in the general population would start to return in waves. So pre-K and kindergartners, then 2 weeks later, students in grades 1 through 3 and so on till you get to the older kids.
So this is all optional, as we said. It's up to the parents as to when they actually go back. The goal, though, for the school system is to get every student back in the classroom at some point in the future. Is there a deadline for that?
Yeah, not really, Lisa. I think all of these dates are expressly earliest dates and subject to change. But if all went according to plan and the virus kind of loosened its grip through the next few weeks and months, all students would be expected to be back in buildings part-time by November 19th.
There is a caveat to the hybrid plan that begins in the fall. The mayor said again that every family will have the choice of sending their child back to the school building. He said if you're a parent and you're not comfortable with your child showing up to class in person, that child can learn from home. So how can you explain that? The parents can opt out or into the hybrid model?
Yeah, that's a provision that's being offered in most large districts, Lisa. You can opt out, and some families surely will, right? You have just extraordinary diversity within this district and lots of, if not all, districts in the state. You've got kids living with elder relatives, kids with immunocompromised parents or who are immunocompromised themselves. And then you've got kids in Boston whose super long commute might have taken on kind of a scarier edge for their parents. In a letter accompanying today's announcement, Superintendent Brenda Caselius has assured families first that they can opt out, and then if they do, there will still be room for them in building should they change their mind during that hybrid process.
One thing the mayor said at the outset of his remarks today, this is not a plan everybody can agree on. So what are the reactions to it? For instance, among teachers, how do they feel about the hybrid model?
Yeah, Lisa, the Boston Teachers Union and many individual teachers in Boston and beyond have been calling for a fully remote start to the school year for weeks and even months. It's always presented as in the spirit of safety and something concrete to plan for so they know what to expect. But then BTU President Jessica Tang was right there standing behind the mayor and Superintendent Caselius as they made the announcement this afternoon. Tang says the plan is not perfect, but at least it gives the district some time to make sure that its buildings are safe, that the distances in classrooms are adequate because of those phases we discussed before.
This timeline gives us more time to ensure that the facilities are where they need to be, and if not, to figure out other solutions.
I think it's worth noting, Lisa, that the aging physical infrastructure of schools in Boston was a huge story even before the pandemic. And now the failing HVAC systems, kind of aging windows, it seems that much more urgent.
What about other constituencies, say English learners or students with disabilities?
Yeah, English learners, you have to feel for them and their families as the district tries to translate and distribute this guidance in dozens of languages that are reflected in Boston Public Schools. Same for students with disabilities. They're all, you know, each one is on an individualized education plan. Superintendent Caselius promised today that those students can be served under this paradigm, but it's really hard, as we learned in the spring. And then you've got a bunch of parents who are in a sizable minority, than 19% of surveyed parents who wanted an in-person start. You feel the anger of those people if you go on social media today. How is a working parent supposed to balance these schedules? How are we supposed to plan if all the dates are in flux? You know, not everyone is satisfied here.
There's another issue, and that has to do with sustenance. Many children rely on school meals. Will they be getting fed in school? And what happens to those who are learning from home?
Yeah, once students are back in school, BPS intends to follow CDC guidance. They're going to avoid reopening the cafeteria as a space. Instead, they'll provide these grab-and-go breakfasts as well as lunches, all to be eaten in classrooms. And then if your family opts to keep the children home, they'll be able to pick up a week's supply, believe it or not, of meals at one of at least 16 food distribution sites. But those sites will be open Tuesday and Wednesday afternoons. And I think the question there ought to be access. Are those families going to be able to get to those sites at those times week after week?
One more question for you, Max. The mayor seemed to be preparing people today for the possibility that this entire plan could be scrapped in a matter of weeks or months, depending on whether the virus spreads. What did he say about that?
Yeah, I think this is responsible. Mayor Walsh was pretty clear about how unclear our picture of the fall could be, is still. All the dates that the mayor and superintendent offered are provisional. In the moment, as you noted, the city average positive test rate hits 4%. They might slide those dates back in the calendar, or if students are already in school, they'd head back to a fully remote paradigm from home. But what that means is that everyone is hoping that we do contain the virus and that we don't have a replay of the disruption that kids and teachers and families experienced in the spring.
WBUR's Max Larkin, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Lisa.